Morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. So we got to the very last line of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Ula Laman de Amar Ashim Vadai Lo Ba Yadir B'tchila. So this is going to be, again, a bit of a tricky daf. We'll try to take it slow and we'll calculate everything every step by step. But Ula says, according to the one who holds that an Ashim Vadai does not require a Yadir B'tchila, you don't have to be aware of this. So what this is referring to, so we're going to just go backwards in Rashi's for a second. Do the last Rashi on the page, two lines up, Rashi says, Ashim Vadai. Just to tell us what is an Ashim Vadai, Rashi says, Kol Ashamos Kruin Ashim Vadai. All Ashamos, a carbon Ashim mentioned in the Torah, it's called an Ashim Vadai. You bring with certainty. Chutz Me Ashim Taloi Shu Ba'al Lohoda. Unless a person needs to bring an Ashim Taloi, which is a Taloi means hanging, it's a suffix, where you're not sure if you do an Aveira, that's an Ashim Taloi. V'hein Rashi is the Shlosha Haban Al Achet. Three Ashim Vadais come based on because of a sin. Ashim Me'ilos, a person violated Me'ila, he violated Hekdesh. Ashim Gezelos, a person stole, Baba Kama Sugiz, and Ashim Shivcha Harufa. We'll see that in just a moment. So these are three examples, these are three Ashim Vadais. If a person doesn't know about it, so he has to bring a carbon, he can bring a carbon Ashim nonetheless. Has a person bring an Ashim Vadai, what's that situation if he doesn't know about it? So Rashi explains, a previous Rashi says the Machlokas are Bekiva Reitarfon, it's a bit long winded Rashi, but he says, we'll read this in Tzai Rashi, we're going to skip around a little bit, if you can't follow, I'm sorry, but just it's read every line, it gets a little bit confusing, but Rashi writes, Laman damar ashim vadai lo ba yidiyah, you don't need a yidiyah for an ashim vadai, so if you don't know you did an ashim vadai, what type, how do you know to bring one in the first place? So he explains, Plug said Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfa, or Rabbi Tarfa Rabbi Kiva, he becreases beperek dam shchita daf chav beiz in meseches krisis, Rabbi Kiva mechayv al safik meilas ashim talik. Person wasn't sure if he violated Me'ila, he has to bring a carbon Ashim Tali, because he isn't sure. Uperish, what's a Safek Me'ilas? Hayulufanov Shtei Chatichos, there are two pieces of meat in front of him. Echad Shehek Kodesh, Vechad Shechulin, one's Hekdesh, which you can't eat, one is Chulin, which you can't eat. V'achal Achas, man, he eats one of them. Venio there, Eiz Achal, but he's not sure which one he ate. Maybe Ashim Tali, he needs to bring an Ashim Tali. Umod the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva agrees. Sheinu Mevi Es Me'ilas, so he doesn't bring a Me'ila, though, Ashim Vadai. Kolomar ainam misham kerem chomish. You don't have to pay the amount you ate, nor the chomish, achiyodilo until you know. And when you find out you did violate an iser, then v'yavi ima ashim milas vaday. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you need to know before bringing ashim vaday. But Rabbi Tarfon, you skip down two lines further than Rashi. The end of the line, Rashi says, Rabbi Tarfon omer malazem maybe shtei mila ashamos. Why does a guy have to bring shtei ashamos? He first needs to bring an ashim taloi, then he needs to bring an ashim vaday when he finds out. That's not fair to him. So what he should do is, if you go down another line, Rashi, I told you I'll be skipping, the Yavi Karen, halfway down that line, Yavi Karen V'chomish of Yavi Ayil. When you bring the Ashim Taloi, so then you should also bring the amount of money you stole, the Karen, plus the penalty of the Chomish, and bring the Ayil, the Yomer, and say, Im Vadei Malti, if I certainly did violate Avera, Zu Milasi, Vizu Ashami, this is my Me'ila, this is my Ashami. Vim Safek, if it's only a Safek, Shlo Asidu Sveiki Lo Dili, I'll never find out whether I did the Avera or not, it remains as a Safek. So Ashim Ze, Ye Ashim Tali, let it remain as Ashim Tali. The Hekdesh Zel Nadava, and the Hekdesh I'm giving is simply Nadava. Vilachi Misyadile, when he finds out that he did in fact violate the Isra Mila, Lo Boy Lasui Ashim Acharina, you don't have to bring another Ashim. So according to Rabbi Tarfo, you could still bring Ashim Vadai without having full Yadiyya of knowing you violated an Aver. So we see from here that when it comes to Ashim and Ashim Vadai, Yadiyya does not play a significant role according to Rabbi Tarfo. So now let's read inside the Gemara. Last line of Ayin Aleph and Beis. I know that was a long introduction, but let's continue. The Gemara says, Amar Ula. You don't really need a certain knowledge of a violation when it comes to Ashim Vadai. Says the Gemara on the top of Ayin Beis, Ba Baal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa Ein Chayv El Achas. If an individual is Ba on a Shivcha Charufa five different times, he's only Chayv just one carbon. Shivcha Charufa, the word Charufa, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us the lashon of Me'ureses. A person says Zechurafasi Hariat Me'churefasi, that will work as an Erison, as a Kedushin. So the Shivcha Charufa is engaged to an Eved Kanani, Machlokas, whether she, or to an Eved Ivri rather, whether she's a full Shivcha Kananis or maybe she's Chati, Shivcha Chati Baschar, and this is a discussion in the Gemara in Croesus. Either way, she's some formerly, she's been reserved, she's been loyal and dedicated to a particular Eved Ivri, and some other man is Baala, five different times, he's only Chayv, just one. Why is that the case? You look at Rashi, Rashi says the top line of Ayin Beis, Baal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa B'Shogeg V'No Delo. He's aware. Bein Kalachas Be'Achas. In between each Be'il, he's aware he did something wrong. After the fact, Eino Chayv El Achas Yelich Chayv 1. Why? Because just like when it came to the Karban Asham, you don't need a Yediyah B'Tchila. Yediyah is insignificant with respect to Karban Asham. So too, Yediyah does not have the ability to break up the Karbanos. And you only Chayv 1 for all the violations. That's what comes out from this. So the Gemara says, Maskev la Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, Elam Yatav, that's the case. Baal, the Chazar Ubal, V'hifrish Karban, the guy has been with a Shivcha Charufa. He realizes after what he did wrong, he separated a Karban, then he was Baal on her a second time, and he says, you know what? Don't bring the Karban I separated on the first violation. Amar, Himtini li ach evil ach evil. Wait until I violate the Aver another time, and that Karban should be able to cover all the Averos here. Hachanami, Deinu Chayv El Achaz. Would anyone say in this case, he's only Chayv 1, that these violations, because again, this case is different. Not only was he aware in between each Avera, in between each Bia, but he was actually Mafresh a Karbam. So would anyone say this case as well? So the fact that everyone would say that this case where he separated a Karbam, and then he did it again, each Avera requires another Karbam. So we see Yedios does play a role. And the Gemara says, no, Amrle Maisa del Achar Frashak Amrus, Maisa del Achar Frashak Kamina. It's different. When you separated a carbon, that separates each Avera as separate. It's not the Yedi, it's not the awareness. In this case, is he violated the Avera, he became aware of it, then he separated the carbon. Once that carbon's already been designated to cover a certain Avera, any Avera done afterwards can't be included in the carbon that's already been separated. But if there's only a Yedi, if there's only an awareness, then that's where we'd allow one carbon to cover all the Averas. So the Gemara then says, Ki Aser Avdimi, and Avdimi came back from Eretz Israel to Bavel. Amar, he said, Leman Damar Asham Vadai Ba'i Yediyah B'Tchila. The one, Rabbi Akiva, that is, who requires Yediyah, that when you bring an Asham Taloi for Me'ilah, that's only an Asham Taloi, but when you find out you require an Asham Vadai, you do require a Yediyah, so according to Rabbi Akiva, so then he would say, Baal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa Chayv Akol Achas V'Achas. Then, in this situation, where there is the idea in between each Bia by the Shivcha Charufa, you would require a separate carbon, because Rabbi Kiva holds that Yediyah does play a role. There is significance to Yediyah with respect to the carbon Ashram, so too Yediyah has the ability to separate between each Avera and require carbon. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abai says back, Harei Chatas Deba'inan Yediyah B'Tchila. But is that really true? That we really have to make that jump just because there's a requirement of Yediyah in terms of bringing a carbon. You have to have a Yediyah before bringing the carbon. Doesn't mean that Yediyah is also able to separate in terms of carbonos. So just because you require Yediyah by an Asham, doesn't mean the Yediyah will be mechalik the Averos into separate carbonos. Because we have by a Chadas, everybody agrees a Chadas does require Yediyah. And yet, when it comes to whether Yediyahs are mechalik or not, that's actually machlokas, as the Gemara says. Again, Amar Le Abai says, Harei Chatas, Diba'inan Yediyah B'Tchila, you do need a Yediyah, and yet, Pligi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, whether or not there is a, whether or not Yediyah is able to separate. So it's not certain that Yediyah B'Tchila will necessarily create Yediyos B'Mechalakos. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, his response back is, Dilma B'Maisa D'Lachar Frasha, Ka'amras. Maybe when Rav Dimi made a statement that the one requires Yediyah B'Tchila, that by Asham, then Yediyah is able to separate each Bia by Shifra Charufa and Chayva separate carbon. So of course, maybe that's only when you're mafresh a carbon in between each Bia, so then each carbon stands alone. Ukdir Hamnuna, like Rav Hamnuna we saw just above. And the Gemara says, Amalei in, that is correct. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to make a statement, and then we're going to elaborate, and hopefully everything's going to become clear, put everything together. So the Gemara has this introductory remark and says, Ki Yasser Rabban, when Rabban came back from Eretz Israel, he reported, Amar, he said, the following few statements, and we'll explain each one in just a moment. Amar, Hakol Modim B'Shivcha Charufa. Everyone agrees by Shivcha Charufa. What? We'll see. But again, number two, Hakol Modim B'Shivcha Charufa, something else. And three, Umachlokas B'Shivcha Charufa, and there's a Machlokas with respect to Shivcha Charufa. So that was what he had said. Obviously, it's ambiguous, so let's interpret what's going on. So he elaborates. Hakol Modim b'Shifra Harufa. Everyone agrees with respect to Shifra Harufa. De'eno Chayit El Achas Kedula. That everyone holds like Ula. That one carbon is able to cover each of the averos. Because a Yidi alone does not have the ability to separate it, and therefore one Chatas is, or Ashram rather, is able to cover all of them. Just to make that clear, just to see inside Rashi says Kedula around 10 lines up from the bottom. Kedula Laman Delo by Yidi B'Tchila, the one who doesn't require Yidiya by an Ashram, namely Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon rather. The Afilu Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree Moda to the Rabbi Tarfon. Lo Chashiv Yidi L'Chalik. If you don't need Yidiya B'Tchila, so certainly Yidiya won't serve to be mechalik karbanos between each bia. V'chi amar Rabbi Yochanan says when he does say yedias mechalakos, that's afilu bein shtaim hanasas be'al mechad hanimili bechatas. Only by chatas the chashiv yedia delay. That yedia is significant, but not by nasham. So by asham, if you hold that yedia is not needed betchila, so then one carbon covers all the affairs. Back inside the Gemara, number two. V'akol molnu meshivcha charufa dechayv okachas ve'achas kirev hamnunam. When would be an instance where everyone would agree you are chayv separate karbanos of each bia? That's only when one was mafresh a carbon after each violation. That would be stronger than simply a yedia, and that would designate a carbon per avera. And then finally, the last three lines of the Amud here, u'machloket b'shivcha charufa. When did they argue? By shivcha charufa, l'man damar ashim v'adai by yedia b'tchila. The one who holds that ashim v'adai does require yedia, namely Rabbi Kiva. That you brought Ashram Taloi, and then you found out you did the Isser, you'd have to go ahead and bring an Ashram Vadai. In that world that you do require Yediya, there's still a machlokas where the Yediya will serve as a chilik machilik karbanos or not. And that's machlokas, the Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakash, of whether Yediyos will be mechalik or not. So that's, a very tough, hopefully clear Amud. Gemara now says, last word on the Amud here, Itmar, going on to Ayin Beis, Amud Beis now, Itmar niskavein lagbiya. A person has in mind to pick up that which is detached, and he not knowingly cuts that which is mechubar, he's potter. So look at Rashi, the machlokas. Rashi tells us exactly the case here, but they agree to the reasoning. Rashi says the case in top line is niskavin lahagbia es hatalosh kigon denafel sakin. There's a knife on the ground, barugas hayerik, amongst the vegetation, the patch of vegetables. V'niskavin lahagbia, he wanted to lift up the knife, and accidentally, the chadach has a mechubar, he's potter. And he accidentally, when picking up the knife, he ripped out something, a grass. So why are you potter? So Rashi says, "Dichsev asher chata ba that which you sin, v'darshinam b'krisas, prat l'misasek b'davar acher v'aser davar zer." As opposed to misasek, a person just going around his business doing something permitted, and he accidentally did something wrong. Shogig is where you knew what you were doing, you just thought what you were doing was permitted. You thought the amlacha was permitted. You knew the ma'isa here, you didn't even try to do the ma'isa. You were trying to do A, and what happened was you accidentally did B, you did the wrong ma'isa. So you're completely unaware. Tosos doesn't like Pshat and Rashi. He says the understanding is, we tried picking up, a detached tomato, let's say, on the ground. You tried picking up a tomato, and you ended up picking off a tomato that was attached to the ground. Now you're picking up a knife, you're picking up a tomato. That's Tosa's understanding, but it's the same svara that Misasek is Pater. Misasek is Pater not only by Shabbos. Shabbos is Melechas Machshavos, you have to have an awareness, but Misasek is really Pater Kol Tar Kula, with the exception of eating Chalavim and Arayos, which where there's Hana. You can't claim ignorance, you can't claim Misasek if one's getting Hana. But if there is not Hana, so Misasek becomes Pater. So there's a shita of Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger is a mechadesh. He thinks when the Gemara says mesasek is pater, it only means pater min a carbon, but there is still an isser involved. And there's a long tshuva, and this comes up in many, many areas. But a couple of nafkaminis that come up is, let's say a person is walking on Shabbos with a tzitzis on, and his tzitzis is pasul. So and there's no eruv, and it's Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So that if you're wearing a pasul tzitzis, that's actually considered carrying. So it does one have an obligation to let him know that you're carrying in public, or just let him be? So many poskim say, just let him be. It's mesasek. He's going about his business. He's completely unaware of what's going on. So he's pater legamri. But according to Rabbi Kiv Eger, where he thinks that mesasek is pater from a carbon, but there still is an iser, then one would be required to let him know. Another example is a Ramah. This is what I spoke about in Daf and Practice today, that there's a Ramah that says if a Kohen is sleeping in a room, and it turns out someone dies in the room he's in, so there's an iser of a Kohen being all to mesmeis. Do you have to wake him up? Or is he considered potter? Ramar says, you have to wake him up. So why do you have to wake him up? He's misasek. Rabbi Kiviger's son has a tshuva. He says he's misasik. Misasik is potter, right? So why wake him up? How come the Ramah says wake him up? It must be that even though misasik is potter, he still is violating an isser, and he felt that that Ramah was a raya for his father, Rabbi Kiviger, that misasik is still usser nonetheless, and that's why you have to wake him up. Others, however, say that no, not true. Misasik is potter lagam. But what is misasik potter lagam? It's only true when there's a avera that sheyesh ba maisa. When there's an avera that requires a maisa, misasik isn't considered a maisa, so it's part of the garment. But you have some averas that a person could violate b'shev v'al tase. A person could violate an avera without doing a maisa. So it's a lav she'ein mo maisa, since a maisa isn't necessary, misasik isn't pater. The iser of a coin being be'ol mis is not a maisa, it's just being in the presence. It's she'ein mo tase, one could violate the iser. And therefore, since it's she'ein mo tase, misasik isn't a heter, it's not a p'tur at all. And for that reason, he violates the Isser and must be woken up. But when it comes to a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, most poskim would agree that if it's Misasik, it would be considered Pater Legame against the opinion of Rabbi Kiviger. Either way, back inside the Gemara, so we see the top line, we'll read this again, it's Kavin Lagbiyas Atalash, you have in mind to pick up that which is detached. V'chadach Ezah Mechuber, you accidentally cut off that which is attached. Pater, your Pater, because of Misasik. But let's say Lachtoch Ezah Atalash, you have in mind to do a Chaticha. The first case, what you try to do, lift up. But let's say chatuch, you want to do a chatich, you wanted to cut off talish, that which is detached. So it's detached from the ground, the tomato is detached, but you wanted to like slice the tomato while it's talish. Instead, chatuch as a mechuber, you accidentally cut off that which is mechuber, which is a violation of kotzer. Rava Amar, you're still potter in that case. And Rabbi Amar, you're chayim in this case. Why is it different? Rava Amar potter, the halo niskavin l'chatich l'isur. Your potter says, Rava, because you did not have in mind to do a chatich that was aser. You had mind to do a chaticha with mutter, and you did something else, so that's misasik. But Abaye says, Amar, chayiv dehot mechavin lechaticha ba'amo. That's called having in mind the maisa, because you had in mind to do a maisa. Perhaps you were looking at a different object to cut, but still had a maisa chaticha. The case of the hagbah, you had in mind to pick up, and you cut. Those are two different maisa, and that's completely different. But when the kavanah is to do a maisa, so then you did the maisa to the different object, that would not be considered misasik, felt by, and one would be chayiv. So Gemara wants to know now, Amar Rava, Mino, Aminola, how do I know? The sign in the Baisa says that Chomer Shabbos, Mishar Mitzvos, Shabbos is more severe than other mitzvos, V'chomer Shabbos, Mitzvos, Mishabbos, other mitzvos, are more Chomer than Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos, Mishar Mitzvos, Shabbos also Shai Mehelam Echad, Chai V'Akol Achav, Achas Shabbos. If you do multiple Averos in one Helam, you Chai multiple Karbanos. Mashein came Mishar Mitzvos, other mitzvos, it's your Chai only one. The Gemara is going to elaborate what's talking about. It's a bit cryptic. The Chomer Shar Mitzvos B'Shabbos, other mitzvos are more severe, more stringent than Shabbos, in that Shabbos Mitzvos Shogag B'lo Miskavin Chayiv. A guy does Avera B'Shogag, and he doesn't have Kavanah, he's Chayiv by other mitzvos, Ma'ashein Kei B'Shabbos, doing so on Shabbos, one would be Pater. Okay, so that's the Braisa, what's it referring to? So the Gemara explains as follows. Amar Mar, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos, Shabbos Osa Shtaim, So what's the case where by Shabbos you violate multiple averus, you're chai multiple karbanos, by other mitzvahs you would not be? Hechi dami, what's the case? Ilema, David ksira v'tchina, if you did two different malachos, you did kotze, you did tochein, so, and that's why you're chai two karbanos on Shabbos. The kavasai, a parallel case would be gabe shar mitzvahs, what's other mitzvahs? It's parallel case. Acha chelev v'dam, you eat blood, you eat fat. Hacha tarti mechayv, here also chayv. They're both chayv shechatos. That's not a chilik, that would be the same. Ella, shar mitzvos, what's the case by other mitzvos, delo mechayv ella chada, where you only chayv one for multiple averos? Hey chidami, what's the case? Dachal chaylev v'chaylev. You ate chaylev twice in one helam, so that's where you chayv only one carbon for both eatings. Well then, the kavasa gabe Shabbos, the parallel case to Shabbos is the avid ksira v'ksira. Hacha chada, you do ksira twice. In one helam, you also only chayv one by Shabbos. Hacha chad mechayv, v'hacha chad mechayv. You chayv one in both cases by Shabbos and shar mitzvos. So, what is the shar mitzvos that we're referring to? So, the Gemara says, Leolam, really, David ktsir of tchina, you did two malachos. Umay mash enkin b'shar mitzvos. What is the other mitzvos refer to? It's not referring to other mitzvos in general. Rather, avodah zara is referring to avodah zara. Ukdiravi ami, the Amar Rabbi ami ziviach v'kita v'nizach ba'alama achas. He holds, if you do multiple avodos of avodah zara in one helam, you're only chayv one. As opposed to Shabbos, you're chayv multiple. When it comes to avodah zara, you're only chayv one of them. And this based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which explains based on different psukim, that you're able to include all the different avodas under one rubric, one is. So then the Gemara says, B'mai ukimta b'avodah zarah. How come we can establish that this b'raisa is avodah zarah? Eima seifa. How are we going to interpret the seifa now? So the seifa says, chomer b'shar mitzos, shebishar mitzos, the stringency by other mitzos is, other mitzos, shalag b'lom etzkavin, you do a shogeg without kavana, you're chayiv, b'ashen gain b'shabes, you're pater. So high shogeg below miskavin davodah zara hechidami. What's a case where you did something b'shogeg by avodah zara, but you didn't have not have kavana? So what's the case hechidami? Ilema kasar basic necessity v'shachavala harei libo l'b'shemayim. Let's say he was in a house of worship of avodah zara, and he thought it was a shul, and he bowed down thinking it was a shul. He's bowing down to Hashem. So he harei libo l'b'shemayim. He didn't do nothing wrong. Rashi says harei. Look at Rashi before that v'shachavala. He thought it was a base knesset and it was a avodah zara. So that's a shogeg. Below miskaven, he didn't have kavana. Shlomo miskaven and the shachar was avodah zara. So it's shogeg, but there's also no kavana because he didn't have l'shem avodah zara. He had l'shem Hashem. Hired libo l'shemayim, says Rashi. Umachiv yeshkan. What's the chiv? Afilu yada shu beis avodah zara. Even if he knew it was a beis avodah zara, v'shachar Allah and bowed down libo l'shemayim, ain't chiv kan. He did nothing wrong. So that can't be the case. So what's the case, the Gemara says? First white line down. Vela dechazi an diratia v'sagila. What's an diratia? Rashi says, Tziras ha-melech, a image of the king, she'osin l'kavod ha-melech, mishachav Allah v'lo l'shem elo hus. He did it for the shame of the king, and not for the shame of a god. So that's the case. Hechidami, so what's the case then? Idekabla aleh ba'aloha, if he accepted the king as a god, meizu, that's a violation of meizu. Not a case of a chata, it's not a case of a shogun. If he didn't, wasn't makabel the king, lav klamu, he did nothing wrong. So what's the case? Ella me'ahava umiyira. He worshipped it based on love and fear. So what's that case here? So Rashi says, me'ava umiyira, me'avas adam, umiyira's adam, hishach v'lavodah zara. He bowed down to avodah zara because he really loved someone, he had a great relationship, he was convinced, or he was scared of someone. And says Rashi, v'karli shogeg b'lo miskaven, k'lo mashogeg b'hachi, he thought, I don't really have the Shem Shemaim. I'll bow down just to make my guy happy or just because I'm scared of that guy. I don't really think this is the Shemaim. It's not the Avodah Zarah, it's the Shem Shemaim. So it was Shogeg, he thought that was allowed. It's not allowed to bow down. And number two is, it was no Kavana because he had Kavana of the Shem Shemaim. That's a case of Shogeg below Kavana, and that's Ava Meviira, and that's a case where one be Chayiv. Gemara says, okay, this makes sense. Hanicha labaye, back to the Gemara 3 lined up. Hanicha labaye damar chayiv. He thinks one who does avodah zara me'avav yira is in fact chayiv. So this would all make sense by avodah zara. You're chayiv by Shabbos. This case of shogeg below kavana, you're pater. Ela l'rava damar pater ma'ik l'meimer. Rava thinks that avodah zara me'avav yira is actually pater. So what's the case by avodah zara that shogeg below kavana that would be chayiv according to Rava? So the Gemara says, Ella, but Omer Mutter. So in a case where he thought it was Mutter, what does Omer Mutter mean? Rashi explains, Ella, but Omer Mutter, Kagon Ger, Shinis Gair Ben Anachim, a Ger who lived amongst the Gaim. He didn't have a full education just yet. And Kisavar Shein Avodah Zarah B'Torah, he thought Avodah Zarah was not a halach in the Torah, he wasn't taught it. V'karlei Shagag B'lo Meskavim, because he was worshipping Hashem, because he already converted, but he thought you're still allowed to do Avodah Zarah. You could still do the Avodah, but it's the Shem Shemaim. That's what he thought. So Shogeg below Kavana, Omer Mutter, is going to be Chayiv according to Rava. So the Gemara says, is that really the case? But are we going to say by Shabbos Omer Mutter, a person is Pater Lagamri? Ad kan lo boy mine Rava mi Rav Nachman Rav Nachman. Rava only asked Rav Nachman the question, how many chatos you chayv? But never did he suggest your pater. Meaning, what was the question? El I lichiyu v'chada I lichiyu v'tarte. If you chayv one or you chayv two, about mi pater legamri lo. Rashi explains the question we had a couple days ago. Rashi says the case of helam zev zebiyado. That case, he thought Shabbos didn't exist, and he thought Malachos didn't exist, so is he chayv only one, or is he chayv two? But never did anyone fathom that he'd be pater legamre, so that can't be the case of Omer Mutter, that you're chayv by Avodah Zarah, and you're pater by Shabbos. Shabbos, you're also chayv. The question is whether you're chayv one or two by Shabbos, but not Mutter. And before going weiter, and getting the answer in Daf Ayin Gimel, look at Tosfos Dibur Maskil Rava Amar, four Y lines down. Rava Amar Pater. Vim Tomer asks Tosfos, and this is going in the case where a person serves me'ava me'ira, Rava says you're pater from the Isser. Vim Tamar, V'har Mina, don't we learn the Gemara Sanhedrin that the Zarva Gilarias of Shvichas Domim, Yahar Ve'yavu, a person has to give their life up not to violate these Averas? In Cain, Afilo Makabale Chayiv. So we see, if a guy is not Makabalit, he still is Chayiv. A guy is forced to do Avodah Zar. He doesn't believe Avodah Zar. He wants to save his life. The Gemara says, the din is you have to get yourself killed and not to worship Avodah Zar up, even though there's no Kavanah there. So if you have to give your life, so how could Rava say you're putter from when worshiping Me'ava or Me'ira? So Tosis gives a few answers. There are a few lines down. Tosis' first answer is V'yei Shlomar, the Saver Rava, that Filuman Damer Dechayiv Limitzor, it's Atma, even though you have to give your life, Imiloma, it's Atma, if you don't do so, Loma Chayiv Misa Bibezdin, you're not Chayiv Misa for doing so. You just have to be Mos Nefesh. Other Rishonim hold that no, if you have to give up your life and you don't, and you do the Avera, you're Chayiv Misa. So Tosis, no. You have to be Mos Nefesh, but if one doesn't, he's not held responsible. So the Rava says, you're potter if one does violate the Avera. Secondly, he says, V'yei Shlomar, a couple lines further, he says, that he damer yag v'yavor hain b'stam. That's only a stam case. Avagav de lo makaba le'aloha. V'hach in the mefarsh jacobin me'ava me'ira. So when does a person have to give up? This is a very big, important line. A person doesn't explain why he's bowing down. He said, Yagra Yavor, he says, worship the Avodah Zarah, so you have to give up your life. But let's say he's doing it, and he said explicitly, do it me'ava me'ira. Just because you love me or because you fear me, then that's a situation. It's not really Avodah Zarah. And since Rava says you would be pater, one would not have to give up their life. One would be able to worship the Avodah Zarah me'ava me'ira in order to save his own life. And then Tosa gives yet a third answer, v'im inami, afil b'stam b'vodah zarah, shakol ein ovdino elam ava meira. Even if it wasn't said, but people just serve him just because of ava meira, it's yadua, it's known, without even articulating this, it's yadua, that would also be a heter of not having to be Moser Nefesh. And the Tosa goes on to give an example, like Haman, people, no one thought Haman was God, no one in the right mind would think so, but people only did it because of yira. So Ava Meira, so when it's so clear that the bowing down is Ava Meira, that's also Pater according to Rava. It's only when people do serve it because they mamish think it's God. Now Tosa goes on to say the last couple lines here, wait a second. If serving Haman was only Ava Meira, and therefore Pater, one's allowed to, it's not a violation of Avodah Zarah at all, because everyone knew, they just did it because they're scared it's going to kill him, so why didn't Mordechai bow down? Why didn't Mordechai Tzadik bow down to Haman? And Tosa gets two answers. One, because the Medrash says he was wearing some type of Avodah Zarah on him. It wasn't to Haman that he was problem bowing down. It's a problem to the cross or whatever he's hanging on his neck. Or he said because Kiddush Hashem, that Mordechai had to make a Kiddush Hashem. Even though he didn't have to, he wanted to create a Kiddush Hashem. So back in time, the Gemara is still back to square one. What is the case here of Shabbos versus Shar Mitzvos that's going to fit into the Braisa smoothly? So going on to now Ayin Gimel, we're going to go probably 10 lines down to finish this piece here to the two dots. El alav reishu b'avodah zarah, v'sefer b'shar mitzvos. So it must be the reishu of avodah zarah. That worked out nicely, where a person violated two ziveach and kiter of avodah zarah, you only chayiv just one, while by Shabbos you chayiv kotzer v'tochen, you chayiv two separate ones. The Seifa, however, Avodah Zarah did not fit into the mix, at least according to the Shita of Rava, so we have to say the Seifa is Shar Mitzvos, it's reg other mitzvos. So Gemara says, okay, so now that we established Shar Mitzvos, so what's the case of Shagag B'lo Meskavim B'Shar Mitzvos, Heichidami? So the Savar, the Gemara explained, by other mitzvos, Savar, the Shimon, who he thought it was fat, that's allowed to be eaten, Vachu, he ate it, but turned out it was actually Chalev, which is Aser to eat, so that's by Shar Mitzvos, he's Chayiv, so in doing so, Bashenkein B'Shabbos, the Pater, your Pater in this case. Because Rabbi, we saw earlier on Daf Ayin Beis, the person had in mind to cut that which is attached, that which is detached, that which is talish. And he accidentally cut that which is mechubar attached, one would be pater in that case according to Rava. So while by Shar Mitzvos, if one eats chalev accidentally, he's chayiv, it's shagi b'lo niskavein, by Shabbos, shagi b'lo niskavein is pater. So that's how it works out. Now, according to Abaye, Abai, however, who said above that Niskaven lechlachlok zatalish, the chatak zemechuber is chayiv in that case. So then, how is he going to read this line here? So the Gemara says, Abai shagab lo miskaven hechidami, what's the case here? So he says, Gemara doesn't say, one answer is this is going to be talking about the Zara. Because according to Abai, Ava Meira works out for him. Yeah, exactly. Av Meira works out. But even if you want to say it's talking about Shar Mitzvos, the Sefer, how does he understand it? So, by Shagav B'lo Meskavin Hechidami, the Savar Roku, Ubal, he thought there was rok, he thought there was spit, and he swallowed it up. And we'll see Rashi in a second. Look at Rashi now. Abai Amar Lecha Liolam Ki Hai Gavna Hafe Shabbos Chayv Delav Mesasek. He thinks if a guy had a mind to cut the Talish and cut Mechuber, he's Chayv, like we saw above. That's not Mesasek. V'hechi Dami Mesasek Deshar Mitzvos Chayv. What's the case of Mesasek with other Mitzvos? Kesara Roku Shaya Chaylev Nimuach. The fat had dissolved into what looked like saliva. Ubalo, he swallowed it. Lo Chavin L'Achil. He did not have a mind for an Achila. The Rok Labar Achila. You don't eat saliva. El Ablia, you'd swallow it. And the chsev ad bleh roki, you swallow it. It also be other achila. Turned out he ended up eating it. The halo chavin lachid, he didn't have not have in mind for a mice of eating. But the kavase, so in a similar case, the kavasayu, the Shabbos, the pater, the skavin lagbia, va also be other chaticha. So here, so Gemara says, so by the case of Shar Mitzos, you did not have in mind for achila, you had in mind for belia, and yet you end up eating chaylev yichayev, even though the mice is different yichayev, because misafsek by chaylev is chayev. Aval back to the Gemara when it comes to mashenkin b'shabbos, the pater, you're pater in that case. The niskavri lahagbiyas atalish, you had in mind to do a hamaisa gabah, not a hamaisa talisha chaticha, hamaisa gabah, and end up chadach as a mechuber. You cut the mechuber pater. Even in that case is where a bayi would agree one would be pater by Shabbos, but the similar case you'd be chayev by Shar Mitzos. Aval niskavri lahachloch as a talish v'chadach as a mechuber. Abayi says if you have in mind to cut talish and you cut mechuber, that Abayi would say you're chayev by Hilchos Shabbos. I know, a bit confusing. So Mirat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. The next Amud is pretty smooth, and then we get into the Mishnah Ayin Gimel to start getting very involved in all the various malachos and a lot of halachos. Everybody have a wonderful day.